今天的题目是，我还是讲这个天堂的事情。
Today I will continue to talk about heaven.
啊，题目是与神在心地的关系。
And the title is Relationship with God on New Earth.
啊，之前我们打开圣经启示录22:3-4.
We will first turn to Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 and 4.
启示录22:3-4，以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他的刻上。
Revelation chapter 22 verses 3 and 4. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him.They will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead.
那我们看21:3.
Also look at chapter 21, verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，同住。他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God.
那我们看启示录7:9-12.
Finally, chapter 7, verses 9-12.
第九节，此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕榈枝的，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”众天使都站在宝座和众长老。第四活物的周围，在宝座前面俯于地敬拜神，说：“阿们，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。”阿们。
Verse 9. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language.Standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
自从亚当跟夏娃犯罪之后，
Since the fall of Adam and Eve,
人因此就与神隔绝，
Men were separated from God.
罪使到人失去与神相交的福分。
And sinCaused men to lose the privilege of having a relationship with God.
人不单失去与神相交的福分，
Not only do men lose his blessing,
罪也带来很多不良的后果。
Sin also brought about many bad consequences.
从此以后，人必须要为生活劳苦。
Ever since then, men had to toil for their life.
才能够从地里得到吃的。
In order to eat.
他们必须要汗流满面才得糊口。
And by the sweat of their brow, then can they eat.
直到他们归于尘土。
Until they return to the ground.
圣经还说，耶和华神把他们从伊甸园赶出去。
The Bible also talks about the Lord having drove them out from the Garden of Eden.
我们可以想象到人在当时所面对的处境。
We could understand the situation of men at that time.
但是因为神的怜悯，
But because of God's mercy,
因为神的恩典，
Because of God's grace.
因为神的慈爱，人有了希望。
Because of God's love, men have hope.
神把他的独生子赐给世人。
God gave His only Son to men.
死在十字架上。
To die on the cross.
除去了世人的罪。
To take away the sin of the world.
人借着耶稣再次能够与神和好。
And through Jesus Christ, men can be reconciled to God again.
因着耶稣基督，人能够与神建立了一个关系。
Because of Jesus Christ, men can establish a relationship with God.
我们这个关系使到人能够坦然无惧地来到神面前与神相交。
And this relationship allows men to be able to come before God without fear, to have a relationship with Him.
不只有了这个关系，还可以有了这个永生的生命。
Not only this, men can have eternal life.
这就是福音给我们的保证。
And this is the assurance of the gospel.
这个关系只不过是一个开始。
This relationship is merely the beginning.
它将会伸延到当我们在今天经历见神面的时候。
And it will extend all the way through when we see God face to face in the new heaven and new earth.
在那个时候，我们与神的关系将会进入一个新的层面。
And at that point, our relationship with God will enter a new stage.
那么这个新的层面到底是一个怎么样的层面？
And this new level, what kind of situation is that?
这是今天我们要来探讨的。
And this is something that we're going to look at today.
我们圣经讲，首先我们会见到神的面。
The Bible tells us that first we will see Him in His face.
我圣经讲到这个刚才我们念那段经文，22章3节到4节那边讲。
And in chapter 22, verses 3 and 4, it had mentioned.
以后再没有咒诅在城里。有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and His servants will serve Him.
也要见他的面。
They will see His face.
他的名字必写在他们的刻上。
And His name will be on their forehead.
我们请注意这两节经文中间那一句。
Please know the intermediary passage in this verse.
他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。
And his servants will serve him; they will see his face.
我见神的面是我们不能够想象的事情。
Seeing God's face is unimaginable for us.
约翰福音第一章第十八节上半句讲到，从来没有人见过神。
The first part of John chapter 1 verse 18 says, "No one has ever seen God."
在旧约时代，只有大祭司一年一度可以进去至圣所，为以色列人赎罪。
And in the Old Testament, only the high priest can go into the Holy of Holies once a year for atoning the sin.
至圣所是一个非常圣洁的地方。
The Holy of Holies is a very holy place.
不是任何人都可以进去。
Not that anybody can walk in.
进去的人必须要过一个圣洁的生活。
The person who enters must live a righteous life.
在各方面必须要洁净自己。
He must sanctify himself in all aspects of his life.
进去的人如果有什么差错的话，
The person who enters, if he has any fault,
会面对死亡。
He could possibly face death.
所以那些大祭司当他们要进去至圣所的时候，
For the high priest before they enter the Holy of Holies,
他们的脚必须有一条绳子绑住。
There's a rope tied to their leg.
然后如果有什么差错，他死在里面的时候，人们可以把他从至圣所拉出来。
If should he have walked in with fault, then he would die, and people would have to pull him out with the rope.
是的，圣经讲从来没有人见过神。
Yes, the Bible says that no one has ever seen God.
在这个出埃及记那边讲到。摩西要求看神的荣耀。
And in Exodus, as mentioned, where Moses desired to see God's glory.
摩西说：“求你显出你的荣耀给我看。”
Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory."
耶和华说：“我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。”
And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name."
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
And I will have compassion on whom I have will have compassion.
又说你不能看见我的面，因为人看见我的面不能存活。
But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live.
请注意最后这一句。
Please note the last.
你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。
You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live.
人的罪不能使到人不能够见神。
Because of men's sin, we cannot see God.
见到神必须面对死亡。
If we see him, we will die.
我们圣经讲到最后，摩西见到神的背。
And finally, the Bible mentioned that Moses saw God's back.
却不能见到神的面。
Yet he could not see his face.
神呢？神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
因此，圣经讲人不能够见神的面。
Therefore, the Bible talks about men cannot see God's face.
提摩太前书六章十五节到十六节也这么说。
And First Timothy chapter 6 verses 15 and 16 also says.
当日热期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死。住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的。要将他的要将他显明出来。
Which God will bring about in His own time, God the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see.
然而，在启示录二十二章第四节。我们看到说，当我们到新天新地的时候，我们会见到神。
In Revelation chapter 22, we see that when we enter the new heaven and the new earth, we will see His face.
人不能够见神的面，因为人仍然有罪。
Man cannot look at God's face because we still have sin.
但是当我们到新天新地的时候
，But when we enter the new heaven and new earth,
罪就不存在
，Sin will no longer exist.
我们就可以见神的面。
And we can see God's face.
约翰一书三章二节说。
And First John chapter 3 verse 2.
但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
我们要见到他的真体。
We will see him as he is.
是一个真的身体。
It's a real physical.Form.
我们当主耶稣在登山宝训教训门徒的时候
，When Jesus was teaching his disciples during the Sermon on the Mount，
我们他谈到八个福
，He talked about eight things that are blessed。
其中的一个福讲到
，And one of the blessings is，
奇怪，为什么掉了？其中的这一幅就是讲到清心的人能够看见神。
So one of the blessings is that blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
在这个圣经讲到从来没有人见过神。
And the Bible talks about no one has ever seen God.
大概两千年前，不少的人曾经见过道成肉身的神。
Yeah, 2,000 years ago, many people did see the God incarnate.
就像约翰福音第一章第十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Just as in John chapter 1 verse 18, it says, No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
我们当时的人不只是看到道成肉身的神。
And at that time, those people did not just see the incarnate God.
他们也看到神的荣光。
But they saw God's glory.
他们所看见的只是一位道成肉身的神。
Whom they saw was God incarnate.
但是我们在新天新地的时候，我们要见到神的面。
Yet in the new heaven, new earth, we will see God's face.
我们将会见到这位荣耀的神。
We will see the glory of God.
刚才我讲见到神的面是一件不能够想象的事情。
We have mentioned that it's an unimaginable thing to see this God.
不要讲见到这位创造万物的神。
Not only is the God who created the heaven and earth.
很多他所创造的我们都没有见过。
There are many of his creation we have not seen yet.
所以第一点，我们将会在新天新地见到神。
So first, we will in the new heaven and new earth, we will see God.
我们不只会见到神，圣经也告诉我们，神将会与我们同在。
And not only will we see Him, Bible tells us that He will be with us.
二十一章第三节，这么说：我听见大声音从宝座出来说，看哪、他的帐幕在人间，他要与人同在，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And in Revelation 21 verse 3 it says, And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And the new earth, God will be with men. Just as in the Garden of Eden, God walked with Adam. And the new earth, God will personally be with those who are with them. When God first created Adam and Eve, He was with them. Until after they sinned. God and men were separated. Yet God came to this world once again.
这是两千年前所发生的事情。
This is something that happened 2,000 years ago.
神道神的肉身来到这个世界上。
God became man and came to this world.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他名为以马内利。
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.
所以耶稣基督降生在这个世界的时候，
and when Jesus came to this world,
我们圣经讲这个事情是以马内利，
and the Bible calls this Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
Emmanuel means God with us.
在过去我们知道神两次跟人同在。
In the past, we know that God was with men twice.
第一次就是在伊甸园。
First is in the Garden of Eden.
而第二次就是两千年前所发生的事情。
And the second time is what happened 2,000 years ago.
但是圣经讲将来神会将永永远远的与人同在。
But the Bible mentions that in the future, God will forever dwell with men.
那这也是耶稣基督在约翰福音十四章第三节所说的。
And this is what Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 3.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you are.
我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
That you also may be where I am.
主耶稣将会在他为我们预备的地方，与我们永永远远的同在。
Jesus will be with us at the place where He has prepared for us.
将来的新天新地跟这个伊甸园有点相似。
There's some similarities of the new heaven and new earth to the Garden of Eden.
如果我们看创世纪关于伊甸园的时候，
If you look at Genesis relating to the Garden of Eden,
我们发现到天跟这个地联合在一起。
You see that the heaven and the earth are joined.
没有任何的鸿沟。
There is no division.
使徒约翰在这个启示录二十一章第二节这么说。
And Revelation chapter 21 verse 2 it says,
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天降临，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等待丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
圣经讲到这个圣城新耶路撒冷将会从天降临到在地上。
And the Bible talks about the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
同时他的帐幕要在人间。
And he will dwell with us.
我们发觉到这个天和地联合在一起。
And we see that the heaven and earth are connected.
没有任何的鸿沟。
There's no break.
我们在伊甸园，神跟亚当夏娃有一个密切的关系。
And in the Garden of Eden, God and Adam and Eve had a close relationship.
如果你看创世纪第三章。
If you look at Genesis chapter 3,
你会发觉到神跟亚当夏娃是有一个直接的沟通。
You see that God and Adam and Eve had a direct connection.
就好像我们跟其他的人谈话一样。
Just as if we're conversing with others.
然后同样的，在新天新地，神跟人的沟通也是如此。
Likewise, in the new heaven and new earth, men. The communication with God would be similar.
自从人犯罪以后，人跟神就隔绝了。
Ever since men sinned, men and God were separated.
当耶稣基督死在十字架的时候，
When Jesus died on the cross,
完成了神的救恩，
and accomplished God's salvation.
我们圣经讲到圣殿里面的幔子就从上面到下分成两半。
The Bible says that the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
那么从此以后，悔改相信耶稣的人能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
And from that point on, those who repent could come without fear before God.
主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩只不过是一个开始。
The salvation which was accomplished on the cross by Jesus Christ is merely a beginning.
那么神的救恩在新天新地将会完完全全的被实现出来。
God's salvation will be completely unveiled in the new heaven and new earth.
如果我们看主导文的话，
If we look at the Lord's Prayer,
马太福音六章第九节，
Matthew chapter 6 verse 10,
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这些经文说明神的国将会降临到在地上。
This verse says that God's kingdom will come to this earth.
他的旨意要行在地上，如同行在天上。
His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
而一起之后，神的国最终会来到地上。
And according to Revelation, God's kingdom will ultimately come to the earth.
他的旨意将会在地上完完全全的进行。
And His will be accomplished on earth.
你可能听过别人说。天堂在地上。
Perhaps you have heard the phrase heaven on earth.
这句话就形容在地上有一个很完美的一个环境。
And this saying describes a very good situation here on earth.
比如说我们看启示录二十一章第四节。
If we look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
不再有死亡。
There will be no more death.
也不再有悲哀。
Or mourning.
哭号。
Or crying.
疼痛。
Or pain.
因为以前的事都过去了。
For the old order of things has passed away.
这些经文是描述到天堂的环境。
This verse describes the environment in heaven.
一对夫妇如果相亲相爱。
If a husband and wife love one another,
没有争吵，
they don't fight,
生活很和谐，
they live peacefully together,
一切都很好，
and everything's going well.
那么有人说，好像天堂在地上。
Some people may say that's heaven on earth.
如果是相反的话，你就会说是什么？
If it's the opposite, what would you say?
神与我们同在是好的无比的事情。
God being with us is a wonderful thing beyond anything.
然后不晓得你是否等待着到那一天。
I don't know if you're waiting for that day.
我曾经讲过圣经里面那些信心伟人。
And I have mentioned before about the heroes of faith mentioning scripture.
比如说以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、雅各这些人。
Such as Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Jacob.
他们正在等待着到这个新地，新天新地。
They were waiting to go to the new heaven and new earth.
而保罗也讲，他期望与神同在。
Paul also mentioned that he desires to be with God.
腓立比书第一章第二十三节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 23.
我正在两难之间，情愿一次与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
而保罗讲，我情愿离开这个世界，与神同在。
So Paul says, I'd rather leave this world and be with God.
但是你看腓立比书的时候，保罗说，我愿意留下来，因为我还有很多事情要做。
But Paul in Philippians continues to say that I am willing to stay here because there are still many things I need to do.
那有多少人能够好像保罗这么讲？
How many of us could speak as Paul does?
一般的基督徒都不愿意离开这个世界，与基督同在。
Most Christians are unwilling to leave this world and be with Christ.
可能是太对这个世界怀念的事情太多了。
Perhaps we just care more about things here in this world.
可能是贪爱这个世界。
Perhaps we love this world.
我想都是这些原因，我们不愿意。离开这个世界与神同在。
I think it's because of such reason that we're unwilling to leave this world and be with Christ.
也可能是因为我们对天堂，对这个今天经济没有什么了解。
Perhaps it's because we don't have a good understanding of it, of heaven and new heaven and new earth.
那么这些因素都会使到我们对天堂不存怀念的心。
All these reasons could cause us not to desire heaven.
在将来的经济圣经告诉我们，首先我们要见到神。
And Bible talks about in the new heaven and new earth, what will we see first?
第二，神将与我们同在。
Second, God will be with us.
第三，圣经讲到我们要敬拜神。
Thirdly, the Bible talks about that we are going to worship God.
那么也就是刚才我们在启示录第七章第九节。到第十节所看的。
And this is what we read from Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 and 10.
那这里讲到，此后我观看见有许多人，没有人能数过来。
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count.
是从各国、各族、各民、各邦来的。
From every nation, tribe, people, and language.
站在宝座和羔羊的面前，身穿白衣。
Standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, they were wearing white robes.
手拿棕树枝
and were holding palm branches in their hands.
大声喊着说
and they cried out in a loud voice.
愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神
Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne.
也归于羔羊
and to the Lamb.
然后接下去，众天使都站在宝座和众长老第四活物周围。
All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders.
在宝座前面俯一地敬拜神。
And the four living creatures, they fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
说他们颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。Amen.
Saying, Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength.Be to our God forever and ever, Amen.
我们这段经文在讲到在新天新地的时候，万民都要来敬拜神。
This passage says that in the new heaven and new earth, a multitude will come and worship God.
是的，我们要敬拜神。
Yes, we are going to worship God.
可能你会想，这是多么无聊的事情。
Perhaps you might think that's a really boring thing.
以前我讲过。我们去天堂的时候，可能一天到晚在弹那个古老的吉他。
As I mentioned, the image that perhaps in heaven that everybody's going to be playing your harp.
或者一天到晚听西方钢琴。
Or every day we're going to be listening to the choir singing.
我们感觉到无聊，可能我们对天堂不了解。
We feel bored, perhaps it's because we don't have an understanding of.Heaven.
我们对天堂可能有错误的观念。
We perhaps have a wrong perception of heaven.
然后以为敬拜神就是星期天来到教会唱诗然后听牧师讲道祷告，还有听诗班献诗。
And so we associate worshiping God with what happens on Sunday during worship, coming to pray to listen to the message and listen to the choir.
还有奉献金钱之后就结束了。
Sing and also give offering and in the end it's done.
然后这是一般基督徒对这个敬拜的观念。
This is the view of most Christians towards worship.
其实敬拜神是超越早上九点半到十一点这段时间。
But worshiping God transcends the period of time that on Sunday morning from 9:30 to 11.
而敬拜神牵涉到我们生活里面每一部分。
Worship of God it should permeate through every part of our life.
每一分钟。
Every minute.
无论我们在吃东西的时候
No matter if we're eating
或者我们上班的时候
Or we're at work
或者你们喜欢狗的话
Or perhaps if you like dogs
你带着你的狗去去散步
Now you're walking your dog
你在欣赏这个大自然的美
And you enjoy the beauty of nature
或者你帮助一个人
Or you're helping someone
或者你向别人传福音
Or perhaps you're preaching the gospel to someone
都可以成为我们对神的敬拜。
They can all be turned into worship towards God.
然后当我们吃东西的时候
，When we eat，
不晓得你们有没有想到神
？I don't know if you think of God.
或者你餐一到的时候就大吃。
Or perhaps when the food's in front of you, all you do is eat.
你在欣赏这个大自然美的时候
，When you're enjoying the beauty of nature，
我们是否有想到神？
Do you think about God?
以致使到我们心里面产生那种感恩和敬拜。
That in your heart is the heart of thanksgiving swells and you worship God.
如果我们对这个敬拜有个正确的观念的话
，If you have the right perspective towards worship,
那么敬拜就不是一个无聊的事情了。
Then worship is no longer a boring thing.
那么同样的，圣经告诉我们，我们在今天今地，我们将要敬拜的。
Likewise, the Bible tells us that in the new heaven and new earth, we will be worshiping God.
如果你详细地看圣经的话，我们有好多东西可以做。
If you carefully look at scripture, there are many things that we can do.
那么在做这些东西的时候，我们敬拜神。
As we do these things, we will worship God.
我们现在可以敬拜神。
Right now, we can worship God.
到了新天新地，我们对神的敬拜将会进入一个新的层面。
And when we enter new heaven and new earth, our worship of God will enter a new level.
在那个时候，将会毫无拦阻的来到主面前敬拜他。
And at that point, we will have no hindrance towards our worship towards God.
我们在这个世界上的敬拜。
Our worship here on earth.
有不少的俗世的事情，使到我们对神分心。
There are many worldly things that.Pull our thoughts away from God. Have you ever been to a very peaceful place?
在一个很美好的环境的一个地方。
In a very beautiful environment.
在那边享受神的敬拜。
And at that place, enjoy the worship of God.
如果你有的话。
If you have.
那就是一个什么异观呢？
It's a foretaste.
Foretaste or preview.
Preview.
你们有没有去过这个电影院看电影
？Have you ever been to a movie theater to watch a movie?
很多时候在还没开始的之前，他都有一些 preview， 是不是
？Oftentimes before the feature starts, there will be preview.
好戏在后头啊。
The good thing comes later.
如果我们现在在地上的敬拜
，If The worship that we have
能够使到我们经历到神与神那种关系
can cause us to experience a relationship with God.
那么当我们到新地的时候
when we enter the new heaven,
那个敬拜是我们不能够想象的
we cannot imagine the type of worship we will have.
当我们以后到新地的时候
when we enter the new earth,
我们与神那种关系将会进入一个新的层面
Our relationship with God will enter a new stage.
第一，我们要见到神。
First, we will see Him.
第二，神将会永永远远的与我们同在。
Second, God will dwell with us eternally.
第三，我们要敬拜。
Thirdly, we will worship God.
你跟我是否等待那一天到来
？Are you and I waiting for that day to come?
让我们重新祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your words today.
求主你帮助我们能够体会到新天新地那个景象。
Please help us to understand the picture of new heaven and new earth.
也就是把我们的心，我们的心怀意念投在天上的事情。
And help us so that our hearts and our thoughts will be placed on heavenly things.
就像保罗在对罗马书第三章第二节那边说。
And just as Paul said in Ephesians 3:2.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians 3:2.
第二节说。
Colossians 3:2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Put your mind on things above, not on things below.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.